Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here, so let's do this. It's June and we have some predictions. Get cozy. Let's see what June has for us. I have 7 predictions. Can't wait to share. Let's see what we got. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. I'm always happy to be here on the beginning of the month. I look forward to it. The messages come like weeks before and I'm like, okay, this is what the month is going to look like. So I'm excited to share. Let's just jump right in. Okay. It's the first message, but I felt like this was the overall theme of the month, which is the dreamer meets the realist. They become friends. It's like that yin and yang couple. So we've been like on extremes of like being this extreme dreamer of like, these are the things I want and I'm going to manifest it and I'm just going to visualize it and it's going to come. And then there's been these like moments where we've been forcing or being like, well, it's not going to work out that way. And like, well, maybe I should make my dreams a little bit smaller. And just like these extremes of trying to decide either are we a realist or a dreamer. And in this moment, it's like these two actually come together and they decide that they are better together and they decide to work together. And I love the sound of this because I'm a dreamer, but at the same time, very grounded. And sometimes I do feel that I don't know how to do both at the same time. So it's something about this month. It's something about the energy. I really saw a kind of like a parting of clouds and this like clear skies ahead, almost like a hard time is over or a internal battle is over. And now it's time to move forward in a very balanced, grounded way. I'm really excited about that energy. So what this means to me is not that your dreams are unrealistic or that they are too big. It's more like, okay, let's find a container or some sort of structure for those things to be able to happen. That may be breaking it down into like very small pieces. I have a garden and it always overwhelms me, but it's been, I guess it's my third year doing it. And I've learned that it is something that blooms and gives in around July, but there's these like small little things that I do every day starting in April that really make that garden bloom. And it doesn't feel aggressive. There even are some days that like I don't check on it, but the rain comes in and it gives it water, or my husband will be taking care of his garden. He takes care of my garden some days as well. Like I don't feel like 100%, oh my gosh, completely responsible about it. I'm thinking about it. It'll call me. I'm trying to not neglect it, of course, but I also don't feel this need to like put this crazy pressure on me, but there is a bit of a plan. I do know that there are physical things that I need to do. And that's how this dream of a garden that I see in the magazines and like I see on Instagram, the things that I want, that happens because of these little steps that I'm doing every day, but also this feminine trust and belief and this ability to feel supported and let things come in and support me, whether that's rain, whether that's my husband, whether that's my kids who wants to make $5 and get rid of some weeds or whatever. It's just a little bit more collaborative. And this is what this message is about. Yes, it's very goal-oriented. You're going to get things done. You're going to break things down into pieces, but it's not so deep, as the kids like to say. It's not so stressful and deep. It is really just like little by little. And it's okay to think about other things. Like this is not like extreme focus where it's like the only thing you can think about. It's really about, okay, don't be afraid of this goal. Don't be afraid of this dream. It is meant to come forward. It needs a little bit of structure for it to come forward. And little by little, you really are going to shift and change. Actually, my family and I, we are starting this, wait, hold on. What are we calling it? The Summer I Turned Fit. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that movie or the book, The Summer I Turned Pretty. So the Essigs are on this challenge of The Summer I Turned Fit. Benny started losing weight a few months ago, so it has inspired the rest of the family to just get healthier because he needed us to take certain things out of the house if he was going to lose some weight, things like cookies. I stopped eating gluten because my knee was getting like really affected by it. So there's all these like kind of just things that came up. And now we're like in a perfect place to get more fit, and the kids are in on it as well. I fixed my Peloton bike. I've had my Peloton bike for 7 years, and the screen broke when we moved from Miami to here, and I hadn't replaced the screen. And it was quite easy, actually. And I finally did it. I've been working out with a trainer. And yeah, there's just like some momentum behind it. So the whole family's in on it. And we have these pictures where we like are taking pictures of ourselves at the beginning of the summer. And then we'll take a picture of us at the end of the summer. And we're just going to do little things to see if we can get more fit by the end of the summer. It is a goal for sure. And it's going to require us to think about it every day and do things every day. But there's like a fun and kind of a softness to it. And there's also a little bit of a schedule to it. Like with the kids, they really want to work on their abs, which is so funny because, man, they got Benny's genes. You know, you always want your kids to get the best genes. Benny has like the best legs, but his stomach area is just where he gains his weight. I'm the opposite. My legs are kind of funny looking, but then my abs have always been small and strong. And dude, the kids just got the opposite combination. It's like, that is like so unfair. Oliver got my legs and he got Benny's stomach. Ethan has Benny's body to the T, so he's going to be okay. So the kids, of course, they want to focus on their abs, which is great because if you have a body type like that, you're going to have to focus on your abs. So we have some ab workouts and then there's other like cardio workouts or whatever involved. And it's fun. So it's still a goal. It's still a dream to have, you know, maybe Oliver, who's 12, is like dreaming of a six pack, right? Like what a dream. But at the same time, there's these small little things and in a fun, soft, supportive, community-based, loving-based way for it to come forward. So I guess now I have to share our before and after pictures, guys. We'll have to wait till the end of the summer. Remind me, okay? Message number two. There's going to be a spotlight. That was the best word I could use, but I'm going to try to explain it another way. But there's going to be a spotlight on behaviors that are not serving us. So not in an ugly way, it truly felt like the sun is here and it's just going to like gently show us like, hey, this behavior, this thing that we do doesn't work. It's going to feel like almost like a duh, no wonder I can't make this happen. No wonder this hasn't happened for me. I've been saying it like this. I've been thinking about it like this. I've been acting like this. So it's really funny. It feels like something that's been hiding in the shadows and maybe even something that we're scared of, scared to look at. And there's just a spotlight on it. It doesn't feel harsh. I'm telling you, the way I was seeing it, it was like this light just turns on this like part of ourselves that is just not supporting us. And I think the reason it feels gentle is because something happens where we realize it's not our fault. This isn't a bad or a good thing. It's just the thing that's getting in the way of what we want. That's almost like releasing the trigger and the emotion of it and the shame and the blame of it. It's like, oh, the reason I have inflammation in my body is because I'm eating gluten. That doesn't mean that I'm bad because I'm eating carbs or bread or I'm unhealthy. It's really just like, oh, it's this thing. So it's a spotlight on what is getting in the way of what you want, but it's meant to be looked at as a clue and almost just really with no emotion. That's what I'm getting. It shouldn't be emotional. And listen, that's a Cancer telling you, like, it shouldn't be emotional. Everything's emotional to me. But this is very much like, oh, okay, like, it's not my fault. This is just a clue as to what I want. It's actually another way to see it is that you are manifesting something. You've put something out into the universe. You know, you've been like, hey, universe, I really want this and I don't know how, or you've been thinking about it. And then it's like the algorithm of the universe is showing you, oh, cool. Well, in order to get there, you got to get rid of this, or you have to face this, or you need to look at this. And the way to look at it when that pops up, even if it's scary in the moment, to be like, oh, cool, my manifestation is working. What needs to leave and what's getting in the way has come into the light. Amazing. That is only happening because your manifestation is working. I had a teacher once tell me it is only coming up to be healed. And what that means is that on the other side of that healing is everything that we want, are the things that we want. If you did not want what you wanted and this thing wasn't affecting anything, then it wouldn't show up. Thing is only showing up because your desire is strong enough that it is trying to pave a path towards what you actually want. Do you ever feel like there's a dream inside you, something you're meant to create, but life keeps getting in the way? Have you been caring for others, climbing the career ladder, or doubting yourself, and now you're starting to worry that you might miss out on living your true purpose? Well, my friend, this is not going to be your future. I refuse. Instead, I want you to join me in my life-changing program, Made for More. For 6 weeks, I'll be teaching you how to uncover your gifts, embrace who you really are, and create a life that is a true expression of you. We'll be covering topics like what are your gifts, what's blocking you, why your expression matters, how to manage your inner creative so it can actually complete work, how to monetize your gifts, and how to get clarity on what you're really meant to make. We'll do this all through live classes, on-demand videos, guided meditations, journaling, and some fun in-class projects. If you're ready to make 2025 the year you finally find clarity on what your purpose truly is, please join me in Made for More today. Click the link in the show notes to get all the details and feel free to DM me on Instagram with any questions you may have. I cannot wait to see you in class. Message number three. This one made me laugh. Those of us who have been patient, who have been maybe like trying to get through to a person, trying to get through to a friend. This could even be in business. Maybe you've been trying to spread a message. Maybe you've been trying to convince your husband to blah, 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 or your mom or whatever. This message is about finally being seen, heard, and recognized. It had the vibe of, I told you so, you know, when like finally somebody comes around and you're like, yeah, no, I mean, I told you so. Like I told you this 3 months ago, but you kind of patiently waited or you didn't really feel like you needed to be aggressive or force somebody to see you or force somebody to believe in you. You were just like, whatever, I'm still going to do my thing. And now you're rewarded for that. So it's a really interesting moment of being recognized and validated and acknowledged, which is really beautiful. And maybe that for some of that's promotions, maybe that is in relationships. I'm not sure exactly where it's going to come from, but sometimes we may want to be seen for who we are in a relationship or in a moment or from people, but people are not ready to see us or to recognize us. But it's this brave path of still doing us and being us and believing in what we believe in. And ultimately, it swings back and somebody comes back and recognizes you. And that feels like what's coming for you. There's this validation, this moment. Could even be like, honestly, guys, I had this pretty tumultuous relationship before I met my husband. And whatever, we broke up and there was a lack of closure, but nothing horrible. Like I could move on, of course. Dude, this guy showed up 10 years later, already deep in my marriage with my kids, all that stuff. To kind of basically process everything that I knew was happening 10 years ago. I was like, wow, that was some long processing, my friend. But I got that moment of like, I told you so. Not that I needed it, but it's always nice to know, hey, I wasn't crazy. Hey, I wasn't making that up. Hey, I was right, you know? So there's something like that coming forward. Be gentle about it, guys. Be humble. But there's some sort of validation. And I think also another message here is that we don't need to convince people to hear us or see us. It's really just knowing that we are meant to be heard and seen by ourselves. So this message to me also feels like perhaps I've been gaslighting myself for a long time. Perhaps I haven't been seeing myself. Perhaps I haven't heard myself in a long time. And I'm deciding to really look at myself and allow myself to be seen and heard, where you take the heart and the love that you give others and start to give it to yourself. So it's almost like I've been mothering and like loving on others, but now I'm going to go ahead and give it to myself and really be seen and heard. And you're just so filled up by being seen and heard. And that's always the first step to being recognized by others, is being recognized by ourselves first, you know? So some of you might be starting that journey where you're like, I'm going to start to recognize myself and see myself. And some of you might have already been doing it for a while and now you're going to get recognized by the outside. But that only happens because you did something, you betted on yourself before and you saw yourself before. But cool. We're always going to be in that stage. There are things right now that I am not seeing myself for, and I might see myself for that a month from now. So I start that journey all over again. But there's a lot of things that I have seen myself for 10 years ago, and that's why I'm recognized the way that I am. So it's not about being like late to the party. This is truly a cycle and a lifestyle that we live of really being able to see ourselves. But it looks like there's some sort of reflection this month. Message number four. June lets us know that you've been an adult for way too long. I have goosebumps. Let me take a moment with that. Kids, inner child, releasing this over responsibility, this just adulthood that has drowned out this love and magic for the inner child, we are going to see that come forward for some reason. I don't know if it's because it's summer, well, at least summer over here, and perhaps your kids are going to be reflecting this to you, but there's just something about the lie of adulthood, right? Just because maybe I need to pay my mortgage doesn't mean I need to act the way my dad acted with his responsibilities. I can pay my mortgage and be laughing while doing it because of how I make my money. Let's say, like, oh my God, can you believe it? Like, I play and that's how I make money. And then I get to pay for this house. So I may have like adult responsibilities, but that doesn't mean that I need to act like whatever I think adulthood is. And I almost, when I was getting this message, I want to cry for you. I want to cry for us. This idea of adulting, I get it. We all want to be mature and we want to take responsibility for ourselves. But it went a little too far at some point, and we're going to see that be looked at. This is not about letting go of all my responsibilities and running away to another country and leaving my kids behind because I can't take it anymore. But it's really about looking at how we interact with responsibility, how it forces us to be a certain way, and do we really want to be that? You know what this reminds me of? When I first married Benny and I was like, okay, I was his wife, and then I became a mom very soon. Well, I was a mom to Allie because she was already around, but within like 9 months of our first year of being married, I was pregnant. I was pregnant right away. I was pregnant within the first year of our marriage. And then, so I gave birth to Oliver soon after. And all of a sudden, I went from maiden to mother, wife very, very quickly. And my trauma response to that was to act a certain way. I guess maybe the way I saw my mom act, or there was this big flip in who I was as a girlfriend and who I was as a wife and a mother. And it was really just like a way of surviving. And I just took on a characteristic. I was like, well, I guess this is what I need to do to be able to be a mom and a wife. It took me time to find my own rhythm and kind of my own style to that. But I did notice it in me. And I feel like I've noticed that in other people in really big ways. Do you ever have like a friend, a guy friend that ends up with a girl who was super fun when they were dating, and then all of a sudden she's like a totally different person when she becomes a wife or a mother, and you're like, whoa, and the guy friend is freaking out because his wife has changed so much. That's because that's a response to what we think adulting is, you know, like what we think adulthood is. And there is, of course, yes, we have changed. We are maturing, all that, but there are some things that are not necessary. There are some like aspects or personality traits that we change sometimes when we think we need to adult that are not necessary. Like, for example, adulting to us might mean stress. And there's a lot of people that are adults and don't have to be stressed, right? Responsibility means burden. And that doesn't really have to be seen that way. So there's this opportunity to let go of the things that came with adulthood that we have decided comes with us, that we're allowed to let go and really let that child be a child. It's just like the inner child just has more freedom now. And of course, a little bit more maturity, of course, in this place. But like our inner child is allowed to express itself in this adult world. My youngest goes to after school and he loves to play family. So I ask about family because I think it's like therapy. Like somebody needs to study these kids playing family. So my son always like, oh yeah, we played family today in after school and I was this. You know, one day he was the older brother in family and he was kind of mean as an older brother. And I knew he was acting out how he sometimes feels by his older brother. And I told my oldest, Oliver, and he was like so affected by this story. I was like, you know, your younger brother played older brother today and you know how he acted. And I was like, you know where he's learning that from? And Oliver was like, no. I was like, yes. So it was so funny. So anyways, this playing out of family is really interesting to me, and I always love to hear what roles Ethan plays because it's like a look into his psyche. But it's funny how kids act when they think they need to act as like a mom and a dad, and that's basically what we've been doing. So it's like taking the identity of mom, dad, wife, you know, person in my 30s, person in my 40s, whatever your adulting is, and really making that identity your own, naming it yourself, creating it into something that makes sense for you without the projections of the rest of the world, without the response that our parents might have had, and really making it your own. If for some reason that's going to come forward this month, I'm not sure. You may just meet the inner child. If this is really standing out to you in our app Clarity, there is an inner child meditation. So that might be a good one to revisit where you can see your inner child and kind of see what it's trying to say to you. So it's like the inner child just wants to be recognized and it's really been just burdened by this adult thing and it doesn't have to be this way. Message number 5, money. I feel like we've seen money throughout the last few months. We're seeing it again, but in a different way. So money is going to come forward and there's so much healing going on with money right now. It's so fascinating to me. And this is about realizing that nobody's going to come and save me. Maybe we were like, oh, what's going to happen with the economy or these tariffs? What are they going to do to me? Or what's the president going to do to change my money situation? Or what's my company? I don't know if we were like kind of sitting around or waiting or when inflation goes away. And there's something about this month where it's the beginning of like, okay, nobody's coming to save me. I think I need to do this myself. And I think there's a lot of different options of what happens here. It seems perhaps you're asking for promotion. It seems like some of you will open other money funnels, like things that you do to make money. It looks like some of you will be opening businesses. Some of you even, I saw like a lot of local businesses as well. And just this idea of other ways to bring in income. This could also be about like how we make our money, right? So maybe it's like, oh man, I'm making money by the hour and I'm really exhausted. I'm going to see if I can make this Kindle book or something and see if that brings in some money, or I'm going to start this side business. There's just something about taking matters into your own hands when it comes to money that is a really important shift. It's actually coming from a place of worth and coming from this place of believing and confidence and being my own hero. So it's really nice. It's like a shift from being like the victim to certain things and instead being a hero in my own story. So even looking at yourself like, okay, if this was a movie and I was the victim, how would I act? And maybe we've been acting that way a little bit. Now, if this was a movie and I was the hero and I need to be the hero when it comes to money, like my challenge is money, how would the hero act? So that's really the shift here. And it's very exciting. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not like money issues are changed this month, but it's the beginning of seeing it differently. And just like, I don't know, I see your path just really getting stronger. I also feel that maybe you've been... Sorry, it's summer here and the kids are playing downstairs. So if you hear them, guys. But anyways, I almost see like this path that you wanted or this path that you want because of this new taking like ownership and just being like the hero in this story, the path becomes like very real to me. Like it almost looked like it was gray and now it has become like this really pretty golden yellow, like the yellow brick road, you know? And it feels like whatever it is that you want, whether it's like, I want to be out of debt or, you know, I want to make more money, or, you know, I want to make money being creative. Like this shift where I go from victim to hero actually is what makes the path very much realistic. And it also makes the path doable and like what's actually going to happen. It doesn't feel very masculine. It just feels empowering. Like, oh, cool. I don't need a way for anybody. Nobody needs to do this for me. I can do this myself. It's almost like claiming back empowerment, your sense of being a creator, right? We are creators. We are creating our reality. And sometimes when we're in victim mode, we don't want to know that because it's more work to be a hero than it is to be a victim, you know? So we don't want to know that we're empowered and that we create. So there's something about reclaiming that right now. And that might guide you to maybe some structures. It also might guide you to like manifestation work. But there's this, oh, I can create this. I can do this. It's a mix of creating and doing those two things. So some of you might have more emphasis on, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, like mindset stuff. And then some of you might have more of an emphasis on, how can I energetically create this? How can I call this into my life? How do I track this? So those two things get balanced, but some of us might need a little bit more of the creation energetic stuff. And then others will need more of the mindset worthiness stuff. We'll see. But yeah, I think it's an exciting part of the money journey. Message number 6, I think this kind of goes hand in hand with some of the things we've been hearing, but there is a promotion in your identity. So again, a promotion in identity could be from victim to hero, from maiden to mother. Maybe some of you are, I don't want to see myself as a little girl anymore. I want to see myself as a mother. Maybe it's like, I don't want to see myself as a princess anymore. I want to be the queen. Maybe it's like, I don't want to be the eternal single girl. I'm going to be the girl in love. Maybe you're promoting yourself at work. Maybe you're a practitioner and now you want to be a leader. So there's this promotion in identity that I feel like is an answer to your prayers. So there's something that you're asking about that's not working. You're like, why is this not working out? Why is this not happening for me? What am I missing? What is blocking me? And I'm getting that the answer is the identity. So what is identity? Let me explain that to you. So I always see identity as Barbie dream houses. So I grew up with a Barbie dream house. It wasn't pink though, it was yellow, which is funny. But you know, there's a bunch of different Barbies, right? There can be like lawyer Barbie, stay-at-home mom Barbie, like vet Barbie, right? And with every Barbie comes a set of accessories. Actually, wasn't that thing going around on Instagram for a while where people were making their own Barbies? And it's like podcast Barbie comes with a microphone, comes with a computer, maybe a camera, right? So identity is like that. If I decide that I am podcast Barbie, then there's going to be certain things that come in my Barbie dream house that are all about being the podcast. If I'm identifying as a podcaster, I'm gonna have a podcaster life and not maybe a school teacher life, because I don't call myself a school teacher. I call myself a podcaster, and then I create the life of a podcaster, you know? So if you're wondering, why have I not been able to manifest the relationship or the money or the career change that I wanna have? Maybe let's say I wanna be an author and that's not happening. You have to identify as that. You need to start calling yourself that. And then when you shift your identity to that, then you have to act like a podcaster. You have to act like an author. You have to act like a person that's in a relationship. You have to act like the wealthy woman. Like whatever it is, the thing that you're trying to shift into, the reason you're not attracting or the things are not happening is because you haven't established that identity. There's very physical things we can do to change the identity. So you name it, like whatever that may mean. Let's do princess to queen. So the queen is going to dress differently than the princess, first of all. That's cool. So you can actually change your identity by shifting your wardrobe a little bit. I remember when Allie was younger, she was probably like 12 or so. One day I show up to one of my friend's house with my 12-year-old daughter, and my friend's like, you guys are dressed exactly the same. We're both like wearing romper, like floral rompers or something. And I was like, oh yeah. And then I was like, dude, if I'm dressing like a 12-year-old girl, I got problems. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a boss, I'm a wife. I need to look at this. Why am I still dressing like this? You know, it's a really interesting thing. And it's not that I can't wear floral rompers if I want to, but it's something curious to look at. Am I wearing that because it's a form of expression, or am I wearing that because I don't realize who I am, you know? So you can change the way you dress. That's one of the ways to shift identity. Obviously, naming it, calling yourself that way. And then when you are faced with certain things in your life that are challenging. So for example, let's say I'm calling myself wealthy woman. When I open my bank account, I'm going to think differently. Doesn't mean my bank account has changed. I could have like negative $6 in my bank account, but if I'm really trying to shift into the wealthy woman, there are probably certain habits when I open it. When I open it, I'm probably like, oh my gosh, yeah, it feels so great, right? Maybe the wealthy woman is checking her money every day. I don't know. Maybe the wealthy woman is charging more for whatever it is that she's doing, right? It's like acting as that identity, naming that identity, and releasing anything that doesn't come with that new identity. Like podcast Barbie may not be able to come with, I don't know, what would podcast Barbie not come with, you know? I don't know. But we have to leave things behind, right? The queen, when we become the queen, there are certain things that we need to leave behind. The queen is not going to wear the princess crown anymore. She's going to wear a much bigger crown. So what are these habits, these ways of believing, these emotions stuck in our body that are not able to come with us? I see a lot of body work, you guys, this month. Body work to me is the somatics, the emotional things that are stuck in our body that are from the old identity, but there's just such a strong memory. So anytime maybe I look at my money, it's like I have this memory from like when I was 11, let's say, and it's hard to let those go. And there are people that do this kind of work that can help you let that go. I love Laura, who I've mentioned before, Laura Bernstein, who I've mentioned before. That's who I go to. We will link her info in the notes if you want to go. Some of your therapists may be able to do this, people that do hypnosis. We've had Adriana before talking about hypnosis. Any of this is supportive in shifting into this next identity. But of course, the first step is naming that identity. So it's time for a promotion. And finally, message number 7. This feels like very much a prediction. I don't really think there's much we do here. You might be aware of it happening, but I feel like you get a piece of your heart back. I saw a lot of green energy, which is the color of the heart chakra. And this just feels like, I don't know, either you start to love yourself in a different way, somebody comes back, you fall in love with what you're doing again. I guess because there's space, the heart kind of creates some space to let in love. And I feel like some of it's like, truly the love from yourself, but it feels like it's love from other places. I have goosebumps. I think I know in June I'm going to go visit my brother, and he is home to me. You know, I have so much love for him. So I know what's going to happen in June for me in regard. So I would imagine I get a moment to like be at home and have that connection with my brother. So it's like some sort of prediction that you guys receive some sort of love that has gone missing or that you haven't seen in a while. The heart is just ready. It's open. It is ready to receive. It hasn't been able. I feel like it might close up again. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure it's a 100%, but it's just a moment in time that the heart opens up and lets something in, which is really nice. There's an opening for your heart to let in things. So I would pay attention to your ability to receive this month. If somebody's trying to give to you, maybe see, can like you relax? Can you open? It's kind of like receiving an orgasm. Can you like relax into it? Can you receive it? There's a bit of that happening and it just makes me happy. I can't wait to see what that means for everybody listening. So all right, friends, I love you. I hope this was supportive, expansive. And you know what? I was so inspired because I love doing the predictions so much that I decided to make a business predictions for June in Clarity. So if you are a member of Clarity, you can pick it up there under the intuitive business category. If you're not a member and you're running a business, what are you waiting for? Seriously, come on over to Clarity. You can enjoy 7 days for free. And yeah, check out all the content we have. But I have predictions for June if you are running a business. Love you much, and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.